Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
State employee unions are bracing for some workers to be forced out in the near future. Almost 2 weeks have passed since the deadline for 42,000 state workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. It's unclear how many will ultimately quit or be fired. WBUR's Callum Borgers reports some are already considering jobs in cities and towns or even other states that don't require shots.
The small town of Hanson is hiring, and its two openings could not be more different. One is for an executive assistant. The other is for a heavy equipment operator. Yet both groups of applicants have something in common, says town administrator Lisa Green.
Initially looking through the applications, I do see that some of the folks are currently working for the state.
For state workers who don't want to get vaccinated, jobs in local governments like Hanson's are attractive because the rules are often looser. Even though Governor Charlie Baker's order has stood up to legal challenges, Green says some local officials fear lawsuits.
The towns that have larger budgets, they can afford to do something like that with mandates and then have to defend it in court. Small towns do not have that type of budget as far as legal.
The Massachusetts Municipal Association says policies vary widely from one community to the next. In Boston, for example, city workers can choose between vaccination and weekly testing. Salem makes employees test twice a week if they're unvaccinated, and immunization is mandatory for new hires. But there is no vaccine requirement at all in Westford, says town administrator Jody Ross, not even for the open position of public health director.
No, we are not requiring or inquiring about vaccination status, and the select board has not discussed requiring vaccinations for employees or for new hires.
The Baker administration notes the vast majority of state workers are vaccinated and expects more will follow. But as of last week, about 1,500 were refusing to comply with the vaccine mandate, and hundreds of others are seeking waivers that may or may not be granted. State troopers are among the most notable opponents of the vaccine requirement. Some have already had their waiver applications rejected, and Union President Michael Shriven anticipates more denials.
You know, it's going to be unfortunate. I don't really see any other end in sight other than they're going to be forced to terminate 200 to 300 troopers.
Shriven says some of the holdouts may grudgingly get vaccinated, realizing it'll be hard to match their state police earnings. But the union claims New Hampshire and New Jersey are already courting unvaccinated troopers from Massachusetts. And then there's the offer Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently made on Fox News.
We're actually actively working to recruit out-of-state law enforcement because we do have needs in our police and our sheriff's departments. So in the next legislative session, I'm going to hopefully sign legislation that gives a $5,000 bonus to any out-of-state law enforcement that relocates in Florida.
For unvaccinated state workers who are suddenly job hunting, the next opportunity may be in the town next door or 1,000 miles away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.